You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Hi, DXers. Bill Wayne here from Market School. As we dial around and listen into radio stations and radio markets to help you with your DX IDs, or simply for your listening enjoyment. This month, we say goodbye to real oldies stations in Ohio, as WCOL Columbus and WSAI Cincinnati drop their music formats for liberal talk.
Good things about Columbus.
The songs you love on the Columbus station that played them first.
1230 WCOL.
Real oldies, 1230. Real oldies, 1230. Well, you never have to sit through this. Hear this. Real Oldies 1230 has brought Real Oldies back to Columbus on the station where they started. And your response has been just outstanding.
I graduated from Grove City, and this is a welcome change.
I'm glad you guys are back on the air. Stay with it, man.
I love the station.
Call Real Oldies 1230 right now at 821-1230 and give us your feedback. Then tell your friends to be listening for you on Real Oldies 1230. And thanks for sharing your passion for the Real Oldies.
WCOL Columbus.
Real Oldies 1230 has brought Real Oldies back to Columbus on the station where they started. And your response has been just outstanding.
I really think it's tremendous.
I graduated from St. Charles, and I love your oldie show.
I just love your oldies, and I'm so glad you brought it back.
Call Real Oldies 1230 right now at 821-1230 and give us your feedback. Then tell your friends to be listening for you on Real Oldies 1230. And thanks for sharing your passion for the Real Oldies.
Columbus.
The 50,000-watt flamethrower of Real Oldies. This is 1530 WSAI Cincinnati, USA. A clear channel station.
A riot by Iraqis. With news you can use 5 minutes sooner, I'm Andrew Setters, 1530 WSAI News. Partly cloudy and chilly tomorrow, the high 56. It's 41 degrees. I'm Andrew Setters, 1530 WSAI News. Remember, if it happens in Aurora, you'll hear it first on 1530 WSAI.
Well, sister, don't you do what too big, sister.
Real oldie, 1530. WSAI at 1 minute after 8 o'clock. Dusty's on duty. Ted McAllister is going to feature a group that you might have heard on Dial-A-Hit the other afternoon with Dangerous Dan. Sam Cook's working on the Chain Gang, and we got the fabulous Four Seasons to lead off our number four. Oldies 1530 WSAI. Four Seasons took their name from a bowling alley, I think, where they were appearing in Jersey. Good stuff. Opus 17. Marty with the Party Thompson, saving up all his money this summer. Hopes to have enough to take the kids to a haunted house this fall. Remember, used to get in for a canned good? Now you better bring along a credit card. Got the Hot Wax Countdown for the fun drive at 5 this afternoon, and I'll be by with your lost oldie at 4:40 on the one and only WSAI. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. Great to be with you. 42 degrees now, 37 in Dayton, 36 in Indianapolis. It's a cold one, 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. 1961. The fourth inning. Roger Maris batting for the second time. Last game of the season.
Two balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit.
A That's the Scooter, Phil Rizzuto, in his call on the Yankees Home of Champions Baseball Network. Roger Maris hit number 61 in 1961 on this day. Did it without steroids. Did it when it really counted. The Raja. What a great, great moment in sports. And on this date, in 1962, for the first time we heard...
Here's Johnny!
Johnny Carson taking over the Tonight Show on this day in 1962. What a great moment. Of course, what a great career. Lasted for 30 years. The one and only master of nighttime, the bright time, Johnny Carson. Also on this day, Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida in 1971. Muhammad Ali beat Joe Frazier in the Thriller in Manila in 1975. And Oregon Senator Packwood resigned in 1995. Soundtrack of Your Life.
Now, someone's Vegas vacation starts now. Be the 50th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS. 1-866-525-9467. To hop a plane to Las Vegas. To live like a king.
Thank you very much.
And get VIP access to the Radio Music Awards. And a guaranteed shot at $1 million. Now.
WSAI, ring the chime and tell you the time. It's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Dusty Morning Magazine, Lookout Heights Civic Club, Montgomery Businessman's Hall, Dale Stevens. WSAI remembers. Geez Louise has got a great hurricane story coming up. I think you're going to like it. In fact, I know you're going to like it. Just like this by Sam Cooke.
I'm just saying, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, and a song that peaked at number two this week in 1960. That's Sam Cooke and the Chain Gang. It's 11 after 8 o'clock, 42 degrees on a cool Wednesday morning, and here she is, the flower of the music world. Geez Louise, with a leftover story from Hurricane Isabel.
And frosted flower this morning.
Yeah.
Last month, a Florida woman was arrested for assaulting her husband, Dusty.
Yeah.
Police in Port St. Lucie say she insisted on making preparations for Hurricane Isabel, very likely thing to do, but her husband wanted to watch football instead.
Go figure.
More than she could take, she chased him into the bedroom with an 8-inch butcher knife and began stabbing at the door. She finally got into the bedroom, threw the knife at him, nailing him in the lower leg.
I've about had it with you.
He's okay, but she faces a felony aggravated battery charge, and she's 70. They've been married for 51 years.
Don't get roused, sugar.
I love it. Leftover hurricane story. Ted McAllister, can you top this? Music magazine update next. Watch out, Bobby. Don't tell her you want to watch football instead. Here it is, Bobby Leach with graphic traffic.
It's okay. Well, this week, I'm going to just watch the Yankees lose.
Oh, hey. Wow. Turn him off.
Here's the weather for Cincinnati and WSAI.
Unlike the Yankees, she's got a great week going with weather. Absolutely right on the money yesterday. Let's see how she does today. Geez Louise.
Well, for today, some sun, clouds, and breezy, and a very cool 57 for tonight. Clear and cold. Cold, Dusty. Frost in many areas down to 34. And for tomorrow, cloudy and chilly, a high of 56. Right now, it's 42.
Plug in the electric blanket. 8:15. Thank you, lady. Appreciate your help and appreciate you stopping by. Right now, let's take a look over at the Music Magazine Update Desk. And here's the latest and greatest from Ted McAllister.
This morning, we're wishing a happy birthday to Kay McCole Krebs of the Pixies 3. She's 55 today. Kay retired from music in 1966 and is now a corporate executive living in Virginia Beach, Virginia. She was still in high school when the Pixies 3 from Hanover, Pennsylvania had their first hit, but she was the oldest girl in the group. You see, the other two members were 14 when Birthday Party became a hit in the fall of 1963. The Pixies 3 followed that up with one more hit in January of 1964 on the Fabulous 40. And here it is, 442 Glenwood Avenue.
WSAI. That song wasn't that big a hit, but you do find yourself kind of singing along with it, right? Pixies 3, 442 Glenwood Avenue on Ted McAllister's Music Magazine update this morning. Great to have Ted along for the ride. And he drops by every morning about this time to tell you stuff that you may not know about people you love to listen to. That's the Music Magazine update. Ted's here every Sunday night. Music Magazine on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock on the one and only 1530 WSAI.
Covering more of America than any other oldie station with 50,000 watts of real oldies power. This is 1530 WSAI, Cincinnati, USA, a Clear Channel station.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. It is 10 o'clock on the Tomcat this hour. We got the Drifters, we got Leslie Gore, and here come the Clowns of Rock and Roll playing detectives. Coasters at WSAI.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. And through the aisle, Fred Paris, Five Satins, Marty with the Party, and Dusty Rhodes celebrates 43 years as the king of tri-state radio. The skinny kid from upstate New York made his first WSAI appearance September 3rd, 1961. Been a part of Queen City Radio ever since. Join us as we help Dusty celebrate 43 years Friday morning. And a guy that would be nothing in rock and roll without Dusty. No, that ain't pompous. Just ask him, man. Billy Joe Royal, guy that used to play with Dusty at the Sock Hops, coming up.
WSAI Tri-State Weather. 1530 WSAI's Precision Dobber 12 forecast. Tonight, clear and pleasant, a low of 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of a storm, a high of 83. On Friday, partly cloudy, a thunderstorm possible with a high of 84.
1530 WSAI.
Although WCOL had much improved ratings over their previous sports and talk formats, in reality, it's very difficult to sell music formats on AM to advertisers and agencies. With the phenomenal success of conservative talk radio on AM, it was inevitable that someone would attempt talk radio fare to appeal to those with more progressive ideas. Speaking of great old radio, don't forget we're giving away a CD of classic radio jingles to everyone who sends in a Market Scope. Send your contribution to me, Phil Wayne, at 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio, 43302-8730. The members and I thank you for your help. And now the DX Audio Service presents the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, this is Donna Finelli from Medford, Massachusetts. In answer to Paul B. Smith's question about AM 1060 in Natick, Boston, its call letters are WBIX, as in X-ray. As you may know, Brad Blight did previously own the station, which was a business talk format. Due to legal problems he encountered and the fact that the station was actually going to be off the air, Alex Langer, its previous owner, took over. And thus it's running a talk format.
Hi, this is John Jim of Elmira Heights. Within another week or two, I'm going to be putting together on CD a complete interview with the great Larry Glick from WBZ Boston. When I get it through and get it done, please let me know if there's anybody that wants a complete set of the show of the interview of talking with Larry Glick. Contact me at 607-734-5029, and the address here is 222 Linwood Avenue, Elmira Heights, New York, zip 14903.
Hello, Fred and members of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring. I want to start off with some radio station format changes in the D.C. area. On AM 1260 WWRC, they are now Air America, and they went to that format on January 17th, the same day WCKY went to Air America. And I'm sorry about WSAI leaving the airways. I really enjoyed the oldies format, especially the top 40 for the particular year that was done Sunday. I have a question I like to throw out to the members. I was talking to a disc jockey on WARX 106.9 FM in Hagerstown, and he told me that the station has been bought and the new owners may change the format in a few months. I really enjoy this oldies station because the oldies stations in Baltimore and Washington play the same 60s and 70s, and I want to hear music from the 50s and 60s. And we were talking about this, and he told me that radio is becoming a dinosaur, and he read something from the Arbitron book. He says that people from ages 12 to 17, 50% of them don't even bother listening to the radio. They listen through the computer. And the ages 18 to 24, 20% don't even bother listening to a radio. And the rest of the age group, 25 to 49 and older, the radio stations are concentrating. My question is radio becoming a dinosaur? Will it eventually fade out and everybody will have to get a computer just to listen to their favorite music, talk whatsoever?
Hello, DX Audio Service members. I am Ernie J. Weslowski in Omaha, Nebraska, and a member of the NRC since January 1959. My paper boy, Murray Mann, seen my antennas outside my house, and finally, he got me to join the club. I was very active back then, and now have a total of 2,363 stations logged and 2,036 verified, all from Omaha. I have heard 49 states minus Alaska, 9 provinces minus PEI, and 32 countries. I am 64, single, and retired from Western Electric, AT&T, and Lucent as an electrician of 30 years. Also, I was host to 3 conventions and attended over 30 of them. See you in Pennsylvania this Labor Day weekend.
This is Tim Hendel. I think one of the reasons that AM radio sounds so bad is the receivers that we have to put up with. You can have the nicest stereo with the best FM and you switch it to AM and it sounds terrible. If you remember the McKay Dimex, so-called hi-fi FM tuner from the 70s, or some of the good old AM-only car radios, or the GE Super Radio 3, you'll know that AM has the potential to sound much better than it does on the receivers that most of us have to use. I was about 7 years old in Rochester, New York, and I was used to stations being from New York, and interestingly enough, I was also used to stations being from the province of Ontario. But one late winter afternoon, I picked up another station. They were using the call letters that they've now gone back to using. And they said, "This is WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio." I ran downstairs to my mother and said, "Guess what? I picked up Cleveland, Ohio on the radio." I didn't even know where Ohio was. As far as I was concerned, Ohio could just as well have been Australia. But I remember this was my first non-New York or non-Ontario radio station, and that started me with a fascination. Later on, I would tune in to WMAQ and think it was amazing that they would say 7 o'clock when everybody knew it was really 8 o'clock.
This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I started listening to radio when I was very, very young, maybe about 4 or 3 years old, And I used to listen to distant stations like WLS late at night and WWL with Charlie Bryan. In the morning, I would get up for school and hear Chuck Bill. And then I would keep my radio on a certain spot and get home and wondered whatever happened to the radio station. Then at night, it would be there again. But I love the hobby. It's still good, even to this day, even though the industry has changed so much.
Hi there, DXers. This is Mitch Pomerantz calling from Pasadena, California. I don't think I can keep this one brief, Fred. This is the strangest radio station swap I've ever encountered. It's the first time that a station went to a sports franchise, and the first time that two stations, have become three. Let me set the stage. KLAC 570, XTRA 690, and KXTA 1150 are all clear channel communication stations. XTRA, of course, is out of Tijuana, San Diego. The other two are here in Los Angeles. 570 was middle of the road. XTRA and KXTA have been simulcasting Fox Sports for the last couple, 3 years. KLAC has been carrying the Laker game. Prior to February 3rd, for about 2 weeks, the Extra and 1150 were announcing that they were going to be to go to the Lakers station. Not that the Lakers were coming to them, but that they were going to the Lakers. And, in fact, on February 3rd, that is what happened. To set the stage, the Fox Sports station, KXTA and Extra, the Fox Sports is now on KLAC, where they are proud to announce themselves as the home of the Lakers. KLAC, which was middle of the road, has gone to 690, and I still haven't heard call letters. They announced themselves at the top and bottom of the hours as the Lounge, 690, the Lounge. KLAC, by the way, is still calling themselves Extra 570, even though there isn't an X in their name. And KXTA 1150 is now Air America. They are still carrying the Clippers. They had been carrying the Clippers. And XTRA on 690 seems to be now carrying the UCLA football and basketball games. As I say, it is about the strangest radio station swap and all of that I've encountered. Maybe some of you have, but I guess that's what happens in this age of monopoly. I knew that in all of that information, I forgot something. Another strange piece of this whole thing is Air America here on 1150 is identifying themselves, or their call letters are KTLK. I am shocked that with all of the talk radio around the U.S. these days, there wasn't a station with those call letters. Perhaps someone can call in and tell me otherwise.
This is Pat Cassidy in Newcastle, Delaware. I'd like to bring up a few things that I'm finding very dissatisfying in the Delaware area. Beginning with 1150 WDEL, I'll say this about them. They are a news talk station, and that's what they do advertise that they are. But when they give the weather, they don't give any of the instrument readings except the temperature. I think if they're going to be news talk, they ought to give that. I talked to the manager of the station. He said, well, you can get that off the web or whatever, and maybe you can. But everybody doesn't have a computer, and I think that they ought to be broadcasting that. On 1290, what used to be WJBR has now become WWTX for a sports station, Fox Sports. Now onto what used to be WNRK in Newark, it's now WAMS on 1260. John Vincent, who owns it, has turned it into a black gospel station. We really don't need two black gospel stations in this Delaware market.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Dave Zukowski from Cleveland with some news that we were notified of between Thanksgiving and Christmas here in the Cleveland area. Longtime sports talk host Pete Franklin passed away a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Those of you who've DX'd over the years may remember that Pete Franklin really started to get national attention when he started doing Sportsline from 7 until midnight on the old 3WE in January of 1973. Pete conducted a nightly sports talk show host for 5 hours from 1973 through 1987. In spring of 87, Pete announced he was heading for New York to be contributing to the upstart WFAN. Pete suffered a heart attack shortly after making that announcement, and he actually didn't make his New York debut until considerably late in 1987. He then left New York and went on to California, and I believe was last heard on KNBR out in San Francisco before finally retiring.
Hi, Kevin McGill from Madison, Wisconsin. How I got interested in radio in and of itself was via a friend of mine who is also a fellow DXAS listener. In fact, we've been hearing from him somewhat frequently of late, a fellow by the name of Mike Dukin. And he actually, you know, kind of introduced me to radio my way around the band and whatnot, and finally when I got my own radio, I could pretty much find what I wanted on it. But the actual hobby of DXing didn't happen for me until much later. In fact, it started out as a kind of a challenge involving a couple of cars, which is my other, well, that's probably my main passion in life is cars. But started out as, a challenge between a Plymouth Fury 3 convertible and a Ford XL. See which car had the better radio. And I don't remember quite the results of that. It's been some time ago since I did that. I think it was in the late 60s that I actually did that challenge. But that's how I actually got interested in the hobby of DXing.
This is Skip Dabelstein calling from Tucson on February 14th with two items. First, in response to a question last month from Gary Keller, the station here on 97.1 is KWFM, broadcasting with K-Suave Spanish popular music. Second is how I got into AMDXing in the National Radio Club. Well, back in the summer of 1958, when I was 12 years old in Omaha, my dad took me to the Ham Radio Novice License class at World Radio Labs, just across the Missouri River in Council Bluffs. While there, I met Murray Mann and Ernie Waslowski, two other students who were in the class. We all passed our novice exams, but after the classes ended, I did not see Murray or Ernie until the following summer, when by total coincidence, my family moved to a house right across the street from Murray and about 3 blocks from where Ernie lived. When we reconnected, these two told me about their being broadcast band DXers and members of the National Radio Club, whose convention that year was going to be held in Omaha on Labor Day weekend. Based on their invitation, my dad took me to the Sunday afternoon convention pool party, at which I met other Omaha members, Marv Robbins and John Sampson, and such other famous NRCers as Ernie Cooper, Ray Edge, Len Cruzy, and John Kellerman. After that, I was sold on the NRC, and shortly thereafter, sent in my $4 annual dues payment. That's right, $4. And I've been a member of the club ever since. Some of those friendships that began back in 1959 continue today. Ernie Waslowski taught me how to drive a car when I was in high school. We've attended several NRC conventions together. We've co-hosted a couple of NRC conventions. He has visited our home here in Arizona, and when my father passed away 4 years ago, he was there at the hospital with our family. I get to see Murray Mann occasionally when I'm back home visiting in Omaha. I've had the chance in recent years to meet with John Kellerman when he visited relatives in Phoenix. And finally, John Sampson and his wife, Gail, and my wife, Karen, and I have stayed at each other's homes and frequently play golf together. In fact, John was just down here last week for a local DX get-together. I've now been a member of the National Radio Club for some 45 years. I've made some great, long-lasting friendships and have many fond memories that will stay with me forever.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, apparently high-definition radio is on the way. We have high-definition TV. According to Aubrey Mumpower, who was the former producer of Mike Rapchak's big band show on WGN on Saturday nights, he was a guest of Steve and Johnny early in January this year and definitely talked about high-definition radio being on the way, too. And speaking of Steve and Johnny, this week is their 20th anniversary being on WGN. this being, well, we'll say the week of Valentine's Day and so on. Bob McAdory died a couple of weeks ago. He was 69 years old. He was on 1050 Chum in the day and also CFGM when it was the great country music station in Toronto. I'm glad to report that 820 Cham in Hamilton on January 31st went to all-time country favorites, and I think it's a wonderful move on their part. The same day, the Spirit 91.7 in Welland, Ontario, which had called itself country for a few years, changed over to a rock format, and I'm aware of the WCKY situation in Cincinnati, too. Last Saturday morning on 910, I picked up a couple of stations between 10 and 11 o'clock. I'm not sure what they were. I think one of them was probably a station in Flint, Michigan. I think it was a religious format. Before that, it was something that sounded like rap music, that type of format. Tommy Shannon will be retiring from WKBW in Buffalo after March 31st. He worked there twice. He was also at CKLW Windsor at one time. And about the Toronto Raptors broadcast, Chuck Swirsky is still doing them on TV. However, on the radio this year, it's Paul Romanek and Paul Jones, and they have an in-studio producer, Eric Smith, who does a very good job of pregame, halftime, and postgame reports. WBAL Baltimore 1090 has been coming up under CKKW in Kitchener on that frequency many a time late in the afternoon. I also got WCCW Traverse City, Michigan on 1310 on Thursday afternoon late in January when they were signing off. They carry ESPN.
Hi there, audio service members. Mike Dukin calling on Thursday, February the 17th. Well, I guess I did this before a couple of years ago, how I got into radio. But briefly, yes, my radio listening started in my hometown of Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and my hometown radio station, WLDY. We used to play a combination of country, old-time music, which meant polkas and waltzes, and rock and roll at night. And then later on, as attending the Wisconsin School for the Visually Handicapped in Janesville, I was with kids that also enjoyed radio. And, of course, my first year was actually the first year of WLS becoming the pop music outlet in Chicago in 1960. So there you have that. A couple of years later, of course, while visiting relatives in the Chicago area, I discovered black and ethnic radio while down there. Also, my grandfather had a shortwave radio, an old Philco floor model, and I discovered shortwave by listening to stations like the Voice of America and WRUL Radio New York Worldwide. Why I like radio? Well, I may not like the what's on radio, and there isn't much of a diversity, but I still enjoy the fun of DXing and listening to different stations and find out what formats they're doing and what they're doing. And I also enjoy collecting air checks as well, especially rock and roll air checks from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s. I'd like to also report something else that isn't necessarily a DX catch, but it is somewhat historical. WLBL in Auburndale, Wisconsin, which is in central Wisconsin near Stevens Point, on 9:30 on the AM dial, is now running nighttime operation. They're now running 70 watts as opposed to 5,000 watts, which is the directional signal during the day. They are running 70 watts at night. And, of course, they are the part of the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. WLBL, as I understand, was probably the second non-commercial radio station in the state to come on along with WHA in Madison.
Hello, DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Wanted to report, too, that 670, the score in Chicago, has done a very great thing for us baseball fans. They have hired Steve Stone to be their baseball analyst. He's going to follow the Cubs and I think maybe the White Sox both around and give us reports, and that is A1. To answer Fred's request about how I got into DXing, it started very early in life. I was a little boy on the farm, hadn't started school yet. Would have been, about 3-4 years old. And my mom used to let me listen to police calls at night sometimes when it first got dark. And that's what was up past 1600 on the
regular band at the time, and I started getting fascinated by getting stations for faraway places, and especially if I would like a station, I would say, well, can we go there someday, in reference to whatever place we were getting a station from. And it has been a wonderful hobby. It's been a great source of enjoyment for me over the years, and I hope and trust that the rest of my life that it will be for me and for all of you who are fellow members of the National Radio Club.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And before we move on, a little salute to Mr. Bob McAdory.
Stick around and enjoy the Bob McAdory Show. You don't have to go relax with CHUM 1050 Dorado. Here's the perfect combination on Dorado's favorite station. Bob McAdory, swinging music and you.
Man, that brings back some memories. What was that, 64, 65, somewhere in there? I'll have to look into that. Well, DX Audio Service members, I want you to turn down the lights. Make sure it's nice and quiet, because I'm going to tell you about the Wobbler. In the AM at NRCDXAS.org email list, there's been quite a discussion about a signal that has been dubbed the Wobbler. This signal sounds like a random tone going up and down in frequency. Many of the people who have heard it suggest that the signal is actually an FMing carrier that, rather than changing in pitch, is beating against the stable AM carriers in the band. The Wobbler has been heard on 870, 910, 920, 930, 1100, and 1130. Here is what the Wobbler sounded like on 1100 one night. DX Audio Service members may wish to listen for this sound, and by orienting your radio, try to see which direction it's coming from. The more ears and directions we have, the better we can trace down the Wobbler. Hey, anyone going to Culpsville 2005 on March the 11th to the 12th? If so, contact Ken Chatterton if you'd like to represent the National Radio Club at this venerable gathering of radio enthusiasts. Ken can be contacted at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, by phone, area code 315-387-3583, or by email at KEC@NRCDXAS.org. And speaking of the Crazy Ken, last month's mailing was done from Crazy Ken's little post office up in Mansville, New York. And we've mailed this issue again from another location just to test the waters. We're going to mail the April edition from another location. Then on May, we'll be right back here in Lima. I would value your input as to how your tape is getting to you. Is the postage canceled? Can you see a postmark on the tape? Did it arrive in good condition? Did it look like somebody may have opened it? One thing I would like to remind EX Audio Service members about is, if you do get a bad tape, to get a replacement, all you need to do is send the tape back to us. It will be replaced, no charge, and with no hassle. If you don't want to send the tape back, you can buy a replacement from the Publication Center, but to replace a tape, we have to have one back, no matter what condition or number of pieces are in the envelope. John Belker is back with a story about radio station WTBN. John?
Well, Fred, back on February 11th, the Tampa, Florida Tribune newspaper reported that a Christian radio station has canceled its advertising contract with a Muslim organization on the grounds that the content, quote, did not serve our Christian constituency. The 32nd spot promoted a Saturday event at the University of South Florida. Ahmed Bedier, director of the Central Florida Office of the Council of American Islamic Relations, said, "This is exactly why we need to have programs like this. There's a lot of misinformation about Islam, and relations are strained, not only here, but all around the world." Christopher Gould, general manager at WTBN 910 AM, said Thursday it was an unfortunate contract that had been signed, but the company reserves the right to reject advertising after it reviews the content. The station will refund the Islamic Council's $300, he said. Gould said, "We run advertising that is aimed at our audience. This isn't the first time we've had to reject something. It could be another religion trying to promote people to its faith or for an alcoholic beverage or a gentleman's club. We have to draw the line as to what is acceptable." The contract had been signed by a sales manager of WTBN when the promotions department reviewed the ad. Gould said he checked out the council's website and concluded the group really is clearly interested in recruiting people to Islam. WTBN is owned by Salem Communications, a radio broadcasting company with Christian and family-themed programming. The chain owns 104 stations nationwide. Mr. Gould said his decision is in keeping with the company's philosophy. "We're here to serve evangelical Christians."
Good evening, DXers, and welcome to the sports here. Ken Onischuk here to give you some sports news here that I found out. Arena Football League was very limited, but I'll give you what I have. Chicago Rush, Tom Doerr on 105.9 WCKG, Elmwood Park, Chicago. Arizona Rattlers out of Phoenix, Fox Sports Net only. Austin Wranglers on Fox Sports Net only. Colorado Crush out of Denver, 850 KOA plus Comcast Cable. Columbus Ohio Destroyers, Channel 4 WCMH and 107.1 WAZU. Dallas Desperados, not available. Georgia Force from Atlanta, Fox Sports Net only. Grand Rapids, Michigan Rampage, not available. Las Vegas Gladiators, not available. Los Angeles Avengers, Fox Sports Net or NBC TV. The Philadelphia Soul will be on 990 WNTP, and the rest of the teams gave me nothing. The Nashville Cats, the New Orleans Voodoo, the New York Dragons, the Orlando Predators, the San Jose Sabercats, and the Tampa Bay Storm gave no information. Okay, by the time you hear this tape, the baseball spring training games will be going on. I have limited information at this date, so here it is. In the American League, the Anaheim Angels in English, 710 KSPN, Spanish 1020 KTNQ. The Baltimore Orioles contract and WBAL expired and no new information known. Okay, the world champion, Boston Red Sox. Don't want to forget you folks out there. 850 WEEI and Spanish 950 WROL. Don't know if they have the same announcers this year. Not yet. Chicago White Sox, 1,000 WMVP, returning Ed Farmer and John Rooney. Cleveland Indians, 1,100 WTAM. Detroit Tigers, 1,270 WXYT. Kansas City Royals, 810 WHB. Game starting after 7, simulcast, 97.3 KZPL. Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCO. Herb Carneal, John Gordon, and Dan Gladenbeck. New York Yankees, 880 WCBS. Oakland Athletics, 610 KFRC, Bill King and Ken Korak. Seattle Mariners, English, 1000 KOMO, Dave Niehaus, Rick Riz. Spanish, 1360 KKMO. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, unknown, but I think it will be on 970 WFLA unless they change. New announcers this year, former Chicago and Dave Wills, and former Pawtucket Red Sox announcer, I believe it's Paul Freed. Texas Rangers, English, KRLD 1080, Eric Nadel, Toronto Blue Jays, not available. National League, Arizona Diamondbacks out of Phoenix, 620 KTAR, Greg Schulte and Ken Phelps and Jeff Munn. The Atlanta Braves have moved to 640 WGST and 96.1 WKLS. Skip and Chip Carey, father and son, Pete Van Wieren and Don Sutton. Chicago Cubs, as always, 720 WGN, Ron Santo and Pat Hughes. Cincinnati Reds, 700 WLW, Tom Brenneman and Steve Stewart. Colorado Rockies on 850 KOA. Florida Marlins, not available. Houston Astros, 740 KTRH. Los Angeles Dodgers in English, 980 KFWB, Vince Scully, Charlie Steiner, Rick Monday. Spanish, 1330 KWKW, Jaime Jairin and Pepe Iniguez. Milwaukee Brewers, 620 WTMJ, probably Bob Uecker and Jim Powell back. New York Mets, 660 WFAN, Howie Rose. Philadelphia Phillies, changed, it appears, to 1210 WPHT. Conflicts, 610 WIP, Harry Callis. Pittsburgh Pirates, 1020 KDKA. The foursome, Lanny Fratari, Bob Walk, Steve Blass, Greg Brown. San Diego Padres, 1090 XCPRS, Jerry Coleman, Tim Flannery, Ted Leitner. Spanish 860 XCMO, Eduardo Ortega, Juan Avila. And San Francisco Giants, 680 KNBR, St. Louis Cardinals, 1120 KMOX, Washington Nationals, not available. Okay, that's it for now. Any corrections? You can call me, 815-774-0184. Be glad to take your call and get new information. And that's it for now, and I'll be back next month with more.
Before we wrap it up on this edition of the DX Audio Service, just a quick mention that our next edition will be our 20th anniversary of the DX Audio Service. Also, we hope to have out both All Radio 3 and All Radio 4 out by the next edition, and a convention announcement. So we hope to see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.